I've just been listening to Graham's audioboo on reflection. And just for once, I agree with a lot of what he says, although I'm still not entirely caught up on the current wave of enthusiasm for reflection. After 40 years in teaching and 20 in evaluation, I find I'm less sure about most things than I used to be, and I'm increasingly cautious about embracing wholesale and uncritically any so-called new ideas. So I have to ask, always, what are the downsides to reflection? Well, I suppose one of the obvious ones is if you're not careful, you can spend so much time reflecting, you don't actually have a chance to do any learning. I mean, learning from your mistakes is fine, but the dividing line between that and picking away at old sores, just wishing you'd done things differently and made different decisions, seems a bit fine to me. Just when does reflection become regret? When does reflection become nostalgia? When does reflection become an opportunity to live in the past instead of letting it go and moving on? Sometimes learning from your mistakes is about saying, let's do without the post-mortem and just make a fresh start. Sometimes it's better to say, never mind what went wrong, let's focus on putting it right. As a professional evaluator, I spent so much time working with teams of people reflecting on things that they've done, which so often end up with people beating themselves with the metaphoric birch twigs instead of just drawing a line under things and getting on with the job. As a psychologist, I'm always aware that there are several perspectives on the value of analysis and self-reflection. Some counsellors and therapists, for example, focus on developing insights, trying to find out why particular behaviour or learning might have been dysfunctional and using that knowledge as a way of changing the behaviour. Others say, to hell with the insights, let's just forget about the reasons why and get on with focusing on the outputs and learning new behaviours. It's a big divide, and sometimes I think there's a very good reason for doing that in the wider teaching and learning arena. So maybe a bit of learning didn't work. Forget about it. Move on. Now, next week is my 60th birthday. An appropriate time for reflection, you might think. Did I make the right career moves? Did I make the right life choices? Well, probably not. But what's the point in saying, what if I'd done things differently? Or why did I get it wrong? Even more importantly, did I learn from those mistakes? Almost certainly not, judging by the times I've made the same ones. And is reflection going to help me? Definitely not. What's done is done. To hell with the past. And in the words of my favourite film heroine, Scarlett O'Hara, tomorrow is another day. Bring it on, because I want to be out there looking for new and exciting things to learn while the navel-gazing reflection generation implode.